Thought for today. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly bringing you the thought for today on spiritual wholeness. Spiritual wholeness is a very wonderful thing, but it is an invisible thing. And we will never see spiritual wholeness. We will never know spiritual wholeness. We will be spiritual wholeness, but we will not know that we are. We've spoken about this before. We have talked about the idea that you have no idea what the cell on the middle cell on the back of your heel is doing, or anywhere else in your skin. You don't even know what your heart's doing. You hear pump, 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 pump. That's a little fast, but you don't even know what your heart is doing. You don't even know what your lungs are doing, what your pancreas is doing. You don't know what your hypothalamus gland is doing. You don't know that your hair is growing from a little thing in the top of your head out, and that you grow a half an inch every month. Isn't that interesting? Half an inch of hair every month. You don't even know that. But under your arms, it doesn't grow a half an inch every month. If it did, my gosh, you'd be cutting it. But you see, everything is designed for a very special purpose and a very special arrangement. And our bodies are like an automobile. A little different, of course, but like an automobile. And the automobile is designed to do whatever it's designed to do. A 1936 automobile and a 1966 and a 1996 and a 2003 automobile are still designed to do the same thing, provide transportation. Now, how well they provide transportation is up to the designer. Each designer designs it more complex, more luxurious, more inviting than the previous one. So although in 1936 we didn't know about the cars in 2003, and so therefore we were quite happy with the cars we had then, and we thought they were quite marvelous, and we were very pleased to enjoy them. But now we're pleased to enjoy the cars we have now. We take them for granted. But like our bodies, we take it for granted. And of course, as long as we take it for granted, we're not really enjoying it completely. Now, for us to really enjoy our car completely, we should know all the ramifications of it. We should know all of the possibilities of it. We should know all of the horsepower and all of the torque, tension, and catalytic converters, and all the seats and the cushions and the springs and the gas and the oil. We should know them. No, yeah. Do you really want to know that? You want to be able to get in the car, put the key in there, and go. And you want to have it be something that you know. You don't want to have them keep changing the cars every year, so you have to learn a new software system, you know, because it takes the fun out of driving if you have to learn a new system all the time. So basically, driving is the matter of going from here to there. It's a matter of whether you're comfortable going or not comfortable going. It's a matter of whether you get there or not also. Well, our bodies are the same way. Our bodies are designed by our divine designer, who is us. And they're quite good. They're quite good. They're wonderfully made. But our bodies sometimes don't function right. Our cars sometimes don't function right. When we don't make sure that the oil is changed in time, and we don't make sure that the car is greased, and we don't make sure that the circuitry is taken care of, and that all of the little pins are pushed in here and there on the car. Sometimes an electrical wire moves off of its enclosure, and then it ceases to function in that area. There's nothing wrong with the area. It's just a connection. It's just a connection of the wire to the power system of the car to operate that area of the car, whether it's a fan or a radio or the electronic carburetor or whatever it may be. Well, now, in our bodies, it's much the same way. However, in our bodies, it's not a matter that some little electrical wire is going to become disengaged. It's rather that our consciousness becomes disengaged. And our consciousness does not become disengaged because we stop thinking about something. Our consciousness becomes disengaged because we think something. Now, can you imagine that? Because you think something? You think that your heart is not working right. You think that, oh my goodness, I'm going to have a heart attack. I feel pain here. All the symptoms that they have promoted that I feel a heart attack. So I'm going to have a heart attack. Your body isn't going to have a heart attack. You may have just gas in your stomach or something else. But what you do is you put the cause in motion to have a heart attack. You mentally align yourself to have a heart attack. Now the doctor says, well, that's not quite the way it goes all the way because there are certain physiological functions that take place and cause these things. Yes, but this isn't the first time you thought of having a heart attack. This isn't the first time you thought of having a problem. You've given conscious awareness to it when you studied it, when you learned about it in the books, in the magazines, in the newspapers. Ingeborg is a good example of that. This hypo, whatever, what do you have? Something other, eating the wrong foods. What do you call it, Ingeborg? What do you call it? Cholesterol. Cholesterol. So, Ingeborg's doctor one time said, well, your cholesterol is a little high. So immediately she goes to study why her cholesterol is high, and just instead of saying, my cholesterol is now perfectly in balance, because it's her mental attitude that puts it in balance. But she goes out and she studies it. So the more she studies it, the more she realizes, hey, that's terrible stuff. Oh my goodness, this when that clogs your system, my goodness. And pretty soon she's in a dither all about cholesterol when the doctor merely casually mentioned your cholesterol is a little high. And it may have been a little high at that testing, and if you had gone in 10 minutes or 50 minutes or an hour or a day or two later, it'd be totally perfect or maybe low, you know? It's not the same all the time. It's not the same all the time because it's our mental attitude. It's our mental attitude about our body. Do you say every moment of the day, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body? Every moment of the day, every moment. Because then you're putting high-octane gas in your carburetor. You're putting high-octane gas in your car. You are driving with the quality. Now, high-octane gas is going to make trouble for you. If you've been using regular or low-octane gas, you've been getting a lot of chup, 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 chup in your pipes and in your tubes and stuff. And you start burning high-octane gas. I'm holding perfect. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. And you start putting that high-octane gas in there, and then it's going to start burning off all the carbon deposits that got into your carburetor, not carburetor, but into your spark plugs and into your whatever stuff's in the car. And then out your auspuff, you know, poof, poof, poof. You're going to be shooting off all that black soot and all that black stuff that has been building up in your car. And then you'll say, oh my gosh, what's going on here? I feel like I'm full of spit and vinegar. I'm just doo-doo-doo-doo. Well, you are, because you get rid of all those negative thoughts. But you don't get rid of the negative thoughts by thinking about them. You get rid of the negative thoughts by putting positive thoughts in there, by putting the truth in there about yourself. By putting the truth in there about yourself, by putting the truth in there about yourself, by putting the truth in there about yourself, by putting the truth in there about yourself. I could go on forever saying that. Now, not to belabor these things or stuff, but what is spiritual wholeness? Spiritual wholeness. Spiritual wholeness, some people call spiritual healing, Center for Spiritual Wholeness, Center for Spiritual Healing, Center for Spiritual Illumination. Those are all interesting little comments, aren't they? Center for Spiritual Illumination, you've heard of that. What do they call it down in Ghana?
Awareness.
Awareness, Center for Spiritual Awareness. Okay, what does this stuff mean? What does this stuff mean? We say we have a campus here, and that every person who walks on this campus ground is instantly healed. We used to say, instantly healed according to your belief, but that's not true. Instantly healed. Now, some of you say, well, my gosh, I've been coming on this campus now for 18, 20 years, 50 years, whatever, and I'm not instantly healed. Well, are you sick? No. Well, then, what is there to heal? Okay, so your body is whole and perfect. So your body is expressing wholeness and perfection and joy and harmony and peace and right action. I want to give you this point here, which is a difficult point. But you remember the story about Want to Be No More? Well, why did that person change from the cripple that he was to the perfect body and perfect form that he had when he left? How did he change? Was it the Indian mumbo jumbo that was being said over him by the smoke and by the herbs that were given to him and things like that? Was that what changed him? What changed him was a new way of thinking about himself. Okay. Now, the minute he had that new way of thinking about himself, he was no longer the old person. Now, we have thousands of people come to campus here. You say, oh, come on, Herb. If we have tens of people coming here, that's a lot of people, but thousands of people. Well, we do. We've been here a long time, much longer than we realize. And we've had people come through here who instantly stepped on the campus and were healed. Or they may have been here for a few weeks or months or years, and they enjoyed spiritual healing, spiritual wholeness. And what happens when they enjoy spiritual wholeness? They're a new person, and we remember them no more. We remember them no more, and they remember themselves as being the other person no more. They don't remember the self that they brought here, because the self that they take away is their illumined self, their spiritually whole self. And it remembers nothing of its past that had any limitation. And why did they come here? They have no idea. And so they are not even here anymore. And we don't remember them. We don't remember them. Why? Because all wholeness is mental. All healing is mental. All activity of the body and mind are mental. Mind, you can understand that, but all activities of the body, mind, and spirit are mental. And if you really want to think about it, and you should, you have no way of doing it, though. There's no way of doing it. That's the hard thing. There is no way that you could ever remember all the people that have come here and left completely whole. There's no way you could remember it, because they're not in your mind anymore. Because you didn't know they were sick. You didn't know they had a problem, because you only know they're whole. And you think of all the people who come to our seminars, the people who come into our awareness, the people who come into our presence. And those who are working on their wholeness, at the moment we know about it. But the moment they arrive at their wholeness, we no longer know about it. We no longer remember it. We no longer have it be in our consciousness. And so therefore, we think that nobody has had the experience, which is okay. because there's no experience for anyone to have. They merely return to their original purity and integrity, which is where they were all the time, but they went on a little side jaunt, a side journey of experiencing something that was kind of different. As Anita was telling us the story of the young man who didn't know how to be a friend. He didn't know how to integrate himself into his world. And he just separated himself from his world, and he didn't know how to integrate. And then Anita, with her unconditional love, and it was an unconditional love, and Anita had a little few things to do in the process too, she thought. But what she did was she didn't judge. And because she didn't judge, she was able to be unconditionally loving. And the man made a complete turnabout in his consciousness and his awareness. Now, he made a turnabout of not respecting women. He came to have great respect for them. He made a turnabout of not respecting other people's points of view. He began to appreciate all of them. And in a community where he was not integrated, he became integrated. He became friends with everyone because he allowed each person to have their own point of view, to have their own philosophy. And he found the good in their philosophy while maintaining the good in his philosophy. You see, this is some wonderful gift that some of us are given, and it's a wonderful thing. All of us are given the gift, but we don't always take it. We let our pride get in the way, and it keeps us from being, if you will, humble, being non-judgmental, really. That's what it is. Pride is judgment. You know that pride is judgment? Pride is pure judgment. And so when we judge how people are going to react to us or how we should react, that's just judgment. Just go and be yourself and have fun. Let it all out. Now, we're going to talk more about this, but this is a good start, a good direction to go. So think about these things. In your thought for today, think about these things. And what is spiritual wholeness? Spiritual healing is a good word, but healing means a change from something to something else. Wholeness means that which already is. So this is a center of spiritual wholeness. And like the University of Wholeness might be a better word for it than University of Healing, but it's a little late to change the game. But nothing's too late. So take these thoughts in your mind and in your heart and meditate on them. And just go into your inner self and think, if you wish, how many people have you known in your lifetime that you didn't know that you knew? Because now they are not the people you knew, because they're the whole self. Think of all the people that were a problem to you, and a problem to you, and a problem to you, you know, kind of as a wad in your throat. And it made you choke every time you thought about them. And then you didn't have that experience anymore. You just released them. If you want to think about them and bring them back into your life, then they have not had a spiritual healing. But if they have a spiritual healing, if they have spiritual wholeness, you can't even bring them up. You can't even remember them. You can't even recall what the problems were. And this is a wonderful way to be. So think about it. We were saying that project where we have these thermistors placed upon our forehead.
Puppets.
Hmm?
The puppets.
thermistors placed upon our forehead to check the temperature, not the temperature, but the attitude of our body. No, not the puppets. No. And what is the term that I'm looking for there?
Electrodes.
They're electrodes, yeah, but what are they recording?
The biofeedback.
Biofeedback. And what is the biofeedback telling us? It tells us when we reach that perfect level of mental introspection. And when we reach that perfect level of mental introspection, we want to go back to it. Now, do you remember all the other levels of mental introspection as you zap back to the perfect level?
Yeah.
No. Well, this is just the way it is in spiritual healing, spiritual wholeness. We don't remember any other levels. We only remember the perfect level. So this is what we want to train ourselves in awareness to here. We're training ourselves because we don't really need to be trained, but we're doing it because we're opening the doors for our own inner awareness of who we are. It's kind of exciting. So, Center for Spiritual Wholeness. Kind of a nice term, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And so it is.